are the outcomes that we want to achieve for ourselves and or others. They are known as the 8 benefits of using Power of Love leadership, and we will discuss them in Chapter 2. Second are the 8 Power of Love leadership principles that support the love-based strategies and help us to get the outcomes we want. These are discussed in Chapter 3. Next, you will hear about what gets in the way of achieving the 8 benefits of using Power of Love leadership: fear. Fear comes in the form of fear-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviours. Examples of these, like frustration, doubt, and worry, are discussed further in Chapter 5. Finally, there are the 7 love-based strategies that will enable us to overcome those fear-based feelings and achieve the outcomes we want. Each strategy is described in Chapters 6 to 12. How can we use the Power of Love leadership model? We can use the Power of Love leadership model initially to identify and understand our own and or others' feelings. We can then assess how helpful those feelings are and whether we want to do something to modify them. At work, we can use the model to facilitate a discussion about what people in the team are feeling, relating this to the fear-based thoughts, feelings, and behaviours. And